This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
This guy's on the inside. Now, here's Green Bay football insider Ryan Wood on The Fan.
Brought to you by PNC Insurance. PNC Insurance, an independent insurance agency for all your home, auto, and commercial business needs. Visit them at pc-insurance.net.
Ryan Wood joins us on the Great Midwest Bank Hotline now here on the Wendy's Big Show, 105.7 FM, The Fan, 1250 AM, and the free radio.com app. Last night, I tweeted out that I thought for sure Myles Garrett would be at least, at the very, very least, suspended for four games. There was just four letters that replied there from at by Ryan Wood on Twitter. Year. Ryan, are you budging off that, or do you believe that the NFL got it right with suspending Myles Garrett indefinitely from last night's game?
No, the indefinitely makes a lot of sense. There was no way that they could possibly say he's going to play at X date if that date was any time short of a year. I mean, boy, what he did last night was beyond egregious. I mean, we can throw any superlative at it that we want, but for the NFL side, it's really all about setting a precedent, and the precedent was very strongly set. I imagine that Myles Garrett will probably go through some type of PR contrition, you know, kind of started today with his statement. The thing that caught my eye the most about the punishment was that he'll have to meet with the commissioner before he can play again, which is a chance to, from a PR sense, to say that, oh, he's contrite, he's learned from his mistake, he can move on now. But the language of that punishment, I thought, was almost as important as the actual punishment because of the precedent being sent. And the word indefinitely, I think, it's a strong word.
So tell me this, if you're a player around the NFL and you saw that happen, is that punishment that they gave him enough to deter somebody else from not doing it themselves?
I don't know if we'll really know until we see the full punishment play out. I still think that Myles Garrett being able to play week one next year is too soon. What he did, it's the elephant in the room. And the elephant in the room when it comes to professional football, if really football of any level, is that there's a very fine line between controlled rage and controlled violence. And frankly, what you saw last night, very easily alleged criminal activity. I mean, hitting a guy in the head with a helmet, it very easily can be viewed as assault. So there's that fine line. And I think that every single player in every single locker room across the league understands that. And they recognize that line. And because they're never – that's why you don't see guys go past that line. It's such a fine, slippery slope. Myles Garrett is the one that went across the line. And in my head, I'm a lifelong Pacers fan. It reminds me a lot of the brawl against the Detroit Pistons. The big difference, obviously, being that was players against fans, and this is player against player. But what was the elephant in the room for the NBA before that moment? The accessibility and the proximity between fans and players during a game. I mean, that just there's nothing preventing you from going up in the stands until Ron Artest went up into the stands. To me, Myles Garrett, he Ron Artest himself last night. He went across that line that you cannot cross, and it's a huge deal for the league, and it was incumbent on the league to set a very strong precedent. We'll see how the punishment plays out, but it's just the one thing you can't do. You can't go toward criminal violence, and frankly, assault is a felony, and if you're hitting a guy in the head with no helmet, with a helmet, it's pretty hard to see that as anything other than assault.
Maybe I'll be wrong on this. I don't think it goes past this season. I think he plays right away again next season. And part of the reason I think it's going to happen is because I'm already seeing stories now on Twitter starting to come out about people talking about that he is known as a great guy around the league and so forth, and that this was just a mistake by a really good dude. And if that's how it's portrayed in league offices and around, I think that's why this is done after this year and he's allowed to play starting next year. If he had a previous history of not being a good dude and causing problems and so forth, like say a Ron Artest or a Rodman using NBA guys, then it probably does go into next year, and they're really going to try and set an example to make sure this dude never does it again. But because he doesn't necessarily have that track record, I think he's going to, get away with it, but he's going to probably be just done after this year and get to play next year in week one. How far do you think that goes with the league office as far as the person himself away from the field and how he's judged by his peers and coaches?
Well, I tend to agree with you. I mean, you read the statement today and you see the parameters that are laid out. It's pretty easy to see that they're going to put him through the PR car wash, right? I mean, that's what's going to happen. So I would tend to agree that you'll probably, and, you know, even with Ron Artest, he did return the start of the following season, I believe. It just so happened that that incident happened in November of an NBA season, whereas this is November of an NFL season. So there's a whole lot less of a season to go here. But, I go back to the wording. The word indefinitely, I mean, there's some escape routes for Myles Garrett to clearly get back on the field by next September. But there's no guarantees either. I mean, it's a pretty – when you say indefinite, that's a pretty significant term to use for suspension. And in this case, I do think the NFL is pretty strong in its wording and in the punishment.
What's your thoughts on Mason Rudolph not receiving anything as of yet?
Well, he's going to, right? It's just a matter of, you know, to me, Mason Rudolph's the Ben Wallace in this situation. I get that, okay, Myles Garrett might have given him a hard foul. It might have annoyed, with bringing Mason Rudolph to the ground. But I thought if you watch the film, there's a lot of instigating there, right? I mean, he's trying to pull off Myles Garrett's helmet. He's going after Myles Garrett. Look, I've got 5-year-old twins and I got a 7-year-old, and they're all three boys. And as boys go, they like to fight, right? Well, when my 5-year-old goes to my 7-year-old, who is the size of a 10-year-old, and starts yelling at him, you know what I tell him? I say, you don't want to yell at people who are bigger than you, because you might not like what happens. It's just a good life lesson, right? Well, the 7-year-old has every bit of control over how he reacts to that. And so the life lesson for him is, you don't, no matter who is in your face, no matter what, you have control over your reactions. And it just, you know, Mason Rudolph going after Myles Garrett doesn't make sense logically. It just doesn't. If you do that to someone who's bigger than you, you might not like what happens.
Right.
But Myles Garrett has every bit of control to not hit someone who's without a helmet in the head with the helmet.
Sure.
And that's where the onus lies on him.
No, no doubt about it. I'm not saying that it doesn't absolve him from anything. The letter of the law, you know, just common sense. I mean, you know, you just don't run up on a guy like that and not knowing that something's going to happen. I mean, if you're doing that, you got to be ready to throw down. It's what I'm saying. Now, he had a helmet in hand. Maybe it's not a helmet. Maybe they're going to throw fists or something. It's something like that. I mean, I'm just saying. I mean, I think a lot of people have a lot involved in this more than just Myles Garrett. Myles Garrett deserves the punishment that he's getting. Listen, there's a rule in all of football, is what I've about it to most. When the helmet comes off, it stops. It's over. And in this case, that didn't happen.
And see, I appreciate your perspective as someone in the league, because it's different on the inside. I mean, there's this code, right?
Like, right.
It's a fraternity.
Yes.
When you're inside the league, and
right.
No matter how much you don't like so and so, no matter how annoying or how pesky or whatever, there's this that line that you don't cross in that fraternity, and that's what Myles Garrett did. That to me is by far it could have. The end result, hitting him in the head without a helmet, with a helmet, could have been way more catastrophic.
Could have been. But my thing is, though, you just don't run up on a guy like that.
It's not a good business model.
It's just not. Right? Do you agree or disagree with that?
I agree. I don't think it was the logical decision for him to make.
Just like he, maybe Mason, lost it, red zone, wherever he's at, maybe he lost it. And then on the other end, Myles Garrett also lost it.
Yeah, but Myles
Nobody's thinking correctly there.
Myles Garrett lost even more, though. I mean, Mason Rudolph did not make a wise choice to go after Myles Garrett without a helmet. That's just
right. Well, we had an analogy, and this is a really bad analogy. We had an analogy earlier. If a guy has a knife, would you run up on him? And no, I wouldn't.
Well, Myles Garrett used the helmet as a weapon.
Yes, he did.
Yeah, bottle. Say it's a bar fight, and it's a glass bottle. And maybe that's a better way to put it. It's still using the bottle as a weapon in that instance. But I understand where Gary's coming from because I think it's completely just due. Mason Rudolph was very much not innocent in this whole situation.
Correct.
But when somebody then takes it to the further extreme, then you punish both on that aspect. Ryan, I thought it was interesting on the suspension and the penalty that came down on Marquise Pouncey because we had David Bakhtiari on earlier in the show, and he said, if you want to talk about an unwritten rule, it's that you go and get our quarterback back, and you go make sure that he's healthy, he's safe, and in our contract, we are paid to protect the quarterback. Marquise Pouncey getting 3 games, to me, was more surprising than anything out of the whole situation.
Wasn't surprised. That's not to say I agreed with it. It's not to say that if I'm a fan or if I'm a teammate, if I'm a player, I don't want my linemen reacting exactly like Pouncey reacted, but when you're hitting and kicking, punching and kicking, you're going to get games.
Mm-hmm.
It's just the reality. Now, again, that's one way to put it. But you gotta like him protecting his quarterback.
That was amazing.
Pouncey, everything that you need to do as an offensive lineman in that situation, I can't even imagine. Lucas Patrick would have been running off the dang sideline if something like that happened, back when T.J. Lang was playing. Can you imagine how T.J. Lang would have responded to that?
I mean,
that's
done.
It goes mm-hmm. with the job description. That's exactly what David Bakhtiari said. So, but part of that is, look, in baseball, right, if you got to throw at a guy, you might get ejected, and it might be what you got to do. But you might get ejected anyway, and it'll be a worthwhile ejection. It'll be an ejection that you just got to take for the team, and that's what Marquise Pouncey did. I hate to absolve punching and kicking, but in that situation, when your quarterback just got slammed on his actual skull with the helmet,
right?
I can understand him
going
time. After Myles Garrett.
It's go time.
Yeah, it's totally. You have to go and do whatever you have to do to go and finish the job, I guess. And Marquise Pouncey even said, he goes, dude, I blacked out. I was that mad. Like, and I
when he saw
agree.
That,
yeah, I mean, you are. Boy. You're that hot. Like, you're that pissed.
I can't even imagine because this is from the time you start off as an offensive lineman, you're ingrained to protect your quarterback.
Mm-hmm.
And you could argue that no quarterback has ever had anything so hellacious, so heinous happen to him on a football field by another opponent as what happened to Mason Rudolph. And not to say that Mason Rudolph made a wise decision to approach him, but that in no way means that you get smacked in the skull with the helmet. So I blacking out with anger and rage. I totally understand that from the offensive lineman's perspective.
Never seen it before, and I can't believe that I'll see it many more times. And hopefully, I don't see it many more times. Ryan, appreciate it, man. We'll talk Monday.
Thanks,
enjoy
buddy.
The bye week weekend. All right.
All right. Take care.
Yep.
That's Ryan Wood joining us on the Great Midwest Bank Hotline. If you're looking to buy, build, renovate, or refinance 2019, Look no further. Call Great Midwest Bank today. Great Midwest Bank, providing simply local, common sense lending to your community since 1935.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.